Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, everyone. This is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because I have two wonderful guests with us. The first, let me introduce you to Dimitri Thomas Makeag. He is a filmmaker and inspiring writer for television and film. Dimitri graduated from Interlochen Arts Academy with a major in motion picture arts class of 2015. Dimitri is a 2015 Young Arts winner in writing, play or script for film or video, and participant in the Young Arts Miami Regional Workshop. Dimitri is active as a Young Arts alumni. He also received a silver medal and multiple Scholastic Midwest Region Honorable Mention Awards for his screenwriting and photography. Just quite a gifted individual. Dimitri is a six-year participant in Destination Imagination. Four of his teams were state champions and went on to world championship competition. Dimitri's six-minute short film, Multiplayer, was selected for the 2015 Traverse City Film Festival and screened as a Motion Picture Arts Department selection for the Interlochen Convocation during graduation. His screenplay for this and other films are featured in the 2015 Interlochen Review, along with a link to the film. He enjoys writing in chill pants while listening to ambient rainforest soundtracks. As a writer, his favorite genre is satire, and he enjoys writing and viewing the occasional heartbreaking family drama. He will join the class of 2019 at Relatively School, the new educational venture of major Hollywood studio Relativity Media, where he will work toward a BFA in film plus digital content, with a concentration in writing for film and TV. Dimitri, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And we also have his mother with us, Diana Makeag. She is the mother of two talented children. Her daughter's an opera singer, acquiring her master's degree in vocal performance, and lives in Vienna, Austria. And, of course, Dimitri, who we've just discussed, who is a superstar in television and film. She lived in Interlochen, Michigan for 3 years with her son and moved to Fairfield, Iowa this summer. Diana enjoys spending time with family and friends, traveling, learning, and practices transcendental meditation. Diana founded Strategy Worldwide Consulting and has been serving entrepreneurs for 20 years as a life strategist and communications coach. Her effective communication skills and techniques in revealing one's inner dialogue help her clients to eliminate blocks to manifesting their vision. During the past 5 years, Diana has been coaching parents and families who have conflict and trauma. She helps to establish communication strategies that guide the healing process, discover solutions, and bring people closer together. Diana and Dimitri, welcome. Thank you so much for being here, both of you.
Thank you, Vicki. It's an honor.
Well, I'd love to start out because this story is really a bit about Dimitri's amazing journey. Dimitri, can you tell us a little bit how you came to where you are today? And you seem to have tremendous passion for what you're doing. Tell us a little bit about how that developed.
Well, it all started when I was younger and I was really into drawing and visual art, and it kind of drove me into animation, which then I learned about filmmaking and storytelling, which drove me to looking up different schools, and I found Interlochen into it.
Wow. And what was your experience at Interlochen and everything that happened there for you? Because you became very successful there.
It was a completely life-changing experience. I went there not really knowing what I wanted to do, and I was surrounded by all these people who were just completely amazingly talented and strong on community and helping others and just diving into their art area and really just wanting to collaborate with everybody. And I learned that my true passion is storytelling, and through that I can want to write for television and film.
Oh, that is so beautiful, and that's why we publish books, and we get so excited about both you and your mother, Diana, being in this book, because, you know, I honestly believe that people that don't get their stories out in the world leave a hole in the world. No one can tell your story like you do, and so this is just a wonderful aspiration, especially an aspiration for you to develop it so young. It's absolutely fabulous, Dimitri. So tell us a little bit about any challenges you might have had along the way.
Most of my childhood through elementary school and middle school, I was severely bullied for being different and not really fitting in with the other boys. And I also was severely assaulted physically and sexually, which brought on anxiety and mental illness and depression. And my mom was the main support system there. And my father did everything he could to support me while he was still keeping his job. And it got to the point where I just couldn't stay at my school anymore, so we tried to look for other places for me to be. And through all of that, my biggest coping system was my art, my drawing, and watching movies. And that's where, like, my true love of the art came, just from watching movies all the time and drawing and creating art and reading screenplays.
Well, Dimitri, I really appreciate your candor and sharing this with us today, because I think there are some of us that don't realize how severe bullying can be. I mean, it was so severe with you. It was physical. It was sexual. It really approached every aspect of your life in such an unconstructive way. Can you share a little bit about what you might say to others out there who may be experiencing this? Because I don't think everyone knows how prevalent this is, or how really drastic it can become.
The main thing I learned when people are bullying me and making fun of me, and that it's more about themselves and their insecurities and their hatred towards themselves and less towards their hatred of me, because they just can't handle their own insecurities, that they need to find an outlet to get their anger out. And I was just their target.
And I'd like to add something, if I may, Vicki.
Please.
So Dimitri, after he was bullied, he started having hallucinations, visual and auditory hallucinations. And we took him to the hospital because there was one point in time where he began to cut his wrist. It affected him so severely that we talked to some wonderful psychiatrists, and we needed to make a decision to institutionalize him for about a week to balance his brain chemistry with medications so he could begin to feel somewhat normal again. When we did that, he spent about a week in a lockdown psychiatric ward, and it actually was the hardest thing we had ever experienced in our life, because we knew he was only 11 years old, and now he's 18, and we knew that we weren't sure if we were ever going to get him back again the way he was, because he was a very happy, jovial child. He loved his art. All he wanted to do was have play dates and be with his friends and do his art. But for some reason, this is a social epidemic there where children, you know, hurt one another, and they don't really truly realize the impact it has on the other side, the consequence of what might happen to the person they're bullying. And so it was a very difficult time for us, and we did get the medication balanced. Dimitri came home, but he still wasn't functioning well at school. He was failing his classes. He was still being teased. He was still having hallucinations. And so we searched very hard to find a school that wouldn't tolerate that, and that's when we found Interlochen Arts Academy in Interlochen, Michigan. They don't tolerate bullying. They don't tolerate drugs, alcohol, anything. And the environment is so safe and so supportive, and everyone there is an artist. And so I learned, both from the psychiatrists and counselors and the teachers, that students who are very artistic really have a different type of brain. They see things differently. They perceive differently. They experience their world more artistically than intellectually in many cases. And that was what Interlochen gave to us most of all, was that they supported him. They didn't mind that he had a 1.4 grade point average when he entered. They said, we can work with that. They didn't mind, you know, that he had a long road ahead of him academically. They were very supportive in wanting to do that. But they were concerned about his mental instability, and he wasn't accepted at first. And then after communicating with them, we suggested we would move there. So we sold everything. We sold everything we had, and we went up there and rented a furnished home and stayed for 3 school years.
What an amazing story of support. Really, really incredible. So, Dimitri, first from you, what did you learn from this experience? How has this altered your life?
Going through everything that I went through, it really just came down to communication with my parents and with myself and how I was feeling each day and how my parents could help me and how I could get through the day. And we were just taking it day by day. And those tactics that we use, I still use today, just checking in with myself to make sure I'm okay. And it's also just going through everything I've gone through has helped me to learn empathy and compassion for others and understand that even if they're being mean or they're just not acting right, there's always a way to help them and fix them. And it's all about making sure that you're the best who you can be.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So, Mom, what did you learn from the process?
Well, for me, it was communication. You know, as parents, sometimes we miss signs. You know, we're so busy with our families, running our businesses, working, and the like. We just don't always see our child suffering because they can hide it. And so I'm a communication coach. I've worked a lot on myself in my life in communicating, and so I knew that that was key in reaching Dimitri and for him to allow to let me in and really hear what was happening for him and to him. And then I discovered, you know, aside from the hallucinations and, of course, the cutting, which were more overt, I discovered the deep depression that was there because it was years of being bullied and years of being ridiculed for who he is as a person and all the things he loved about himself he was teased about. And so once I learned more and more of his thought process and how he felt about himself, that it was damaging to him, I began to really support and allow him to talk and feel safe and communicate with me. And he knew I always had his back. I was always there for him any time, day or night. The first year we were at Interlochen, and Dimitri was a day student, and that was the only way they would accept him. It's a boarding high school, and they have about 20 day students out of 500 students year-round. The 2 subsequent years, his junior and senior year in high school there, he actually was accepted as a boarding student. But I remained 2 miles away in the lake house just in case. And there were times when he had to call me late at night or early in the morning or needed to come home, just needed a break, and I was always there for him. I talked a lot to the faculty. I helped them to understand when he had a medication change. We had a wonderful psychiatrist in Michigan. Or when he was experiencing some social anxiety because his disposition in class would change. And so I kept constant communication with the faculty and the staff so they knew what was going on. And it really helped. It brought him out of his shell. It brought him out of his depression. He's now on very limited medication, where when we started, he was on heavy medication. And that's what I learned most of all as a parent, is to be just very aware and connect with your child.
So beautiful. It's so important, but especially for children going through any type of crisis during such an important developmental period. Dimitri, what advice would you have for other children that may be going through bullying? And if you could share anything that you may have experienced as far as being reluctant to tell people and coming out of that, anything that you think would really help others that are going through this, because it's becoming more and more prevalent.
Well, I learned is that you just got to do what makes you happy and forget about everything else. And if you don't want to do something, then don't do it. If you don't want to do sports, then don't do sports. If you don't want to go to a party with people that may not be nice to you, don't go to that party. And I have just learned the things that make me happy are the reason I still can survive each day.
Yeah, that's important advice for anybody at any age, really, to be selective about how you spend your time and make sure it produces happiness in your life. Really, really wise words. So, Diana, what would you have for advice for parents? You know, I know you already mentioned that, you know, sometimes parents get busy, they don't see the signs, but do you have any other tips for parents?
Well, aside, you know, obviously the communication is, I think, the biggest role, and loving them and accepting them for who they are and where they're at, and really staying in reality about that, getting the proper help as needed. You know, we practice meditation, we're organic family, we take care of ourselves, and parents like that or families like that may not consider, you know, medical help. And it's so important to do both things, I believe. You get the medical help necessary to balance the brain chemistry if that's in trouble, to help relieve the depression that's there that can cause so many damaging things like the visual and auditory hallucinations that can lead to suicide. And then, so staying just very close in that way and looking at an illness from all sides, from the medical side as well as the natural side, and balancing those and not just maybe doing one or the other. We felt that the medical side was so urgent at first. That's what we started with. And then we've added in more nutrition and more exercise and helped Dimitri with coping skills, and his psychiatrists and medical doctors have done the same. Coping skills, regular exercise to maintain those endorphins and keep his mood elevated as we were reducing the medication. The other thing that I think is so vital is forgiveness. When we have the ability to forgive, even the perpetrator, it's not about forgiving them for what they did. It's about letting ourselves go inside, releasing that pain and anger that's there, because it's so important that the person that you're forgiving doesn't know that you're forgiving them, but it's really the value is for your own health and well-being. And I taught Dimitri to do that because I had to do it about what happened myself. There were parents involved. There were teachers involved, the kids. I had to forgive everyone inside of myself so I could move forward and teach Dimitri them and demonstrate to Dimitri how to forgive and how important it is.
Yeah, really beautiful. Beautiful. Such a beautiful example, not just for Dimitri and your family, but also for everyone else involved and for the world. And speaking of that, Diane, I'd like to ask you a final question about how you would like to see this change in the world. If it was an ideal world out there, how would you like this to look for children?
On the educator side, I think that there needs to be programs put in place and more education and awareness about bullying and the consequences of that. I think that no tolerance needs to be at a higher level. What was so amazing to me about Interlochen, and it's an expensive school. It's a high school and it's expensive. It's more expensive than most colleges. And they give unbelievably wonderful scholarships. They have no tolerance. The student does something like this, they are actually expelled. And the parents don't receive their money back. It's a very dramatic kind of way of saying, we don't tolerate it. You're not welcome here. That's not what our community does. And so I think in education in general, and I'm not an expert on bullying. I'm just an expert on my family. So I think education needs to bring it up to a higher level of consciousness and, you know, have the children come in and be talked to by other professionals and help them to understand the impact this has on a person's life as a student and then for their adulthood. Because some children and some students don't heal. They don't get the right medication or the right, you know, dosage or whatever it is, and they just don't heal, and they don't always come back and function normally in their world. That's the first thing. And then the second thing would be the awareness of the parents and bringing more education to them about what to do and how to notice the signs. I guess that's it, Vicki. I hope that answers your question.
Well, that's beautiful. That covers so much territory, Diana. And okay. So, Dimitri, I would love to ask you a twofold question. First of all, I would love to see what you see your future looking like for you, ideally. Where are you going? Because you've had amazing accomplishments. What does that look like for you? And also, what would you like to see the rest of the world looking at for their future, considering how prevalent bullying is? What would that picture look like for everyone?
Well, my main goal with the path I'm taking is to create content like film and television that tells stories of people who haven't had the chance for their stories to be told, like minorities, racial minorities, sexual orientation minorities, gender minorities, who haven't had the chance to be show visibility in this industry. Because I want to tell a story of someone who's transgender, but I don't want their story to be about the fact that they're transgender, but just their life, or a story with just within them. And that's my main reason to be in this industry, is to give people the chance to hear stories that they don't get to hear. And I think the biggest thing I've noticed with mental illness is that it's not treated as an illness. Like, physical illness, like cancer or disease or anything, has always been with us, and same with mental illness, but they treat depression as something that you can just get over, and it's more about just like getting over it and stop being a wimp, essentially. And I would want educators and families and society to treat it as how serious it is, and to understand that it is just like a physical illness, and that it's, you can't control it, but you can maintain it.
So wise. So, Diana, do you have any parting thoughts you'd like to share?
Well, you know, I'm just so proud of Dimitri. I'm so proud of the hard work and the determination and how he took ownership of his health and well-being. Once he became a boarding student, I was so nervous. I didn't know how, you know, number one, to let him go, number two, to make sure he was safe and all the things that a parent looks at. And he adapted so well. And the faculty at Interlochen really started noticing second and third year the transformation that Dimitri was experiencing. He started out in visual art and then moved to the Department of Motion Picture Art. And the faculty actually has some testimonials that we would love to include in this chapter, because they describe the transformation that they saw. We have one from the director of film, the instructor of the creative writing department and for motion picture art, his literature teacher, his academic counselor. We have many to choose from. And they all are saying basically the same thing about his transformation, how amazing it was.
Fabulous. Well, I'd love it, Diana, if you could send a couple of those along of your choice.
Okay.
And we would be happy to include them. And Dimitri, any closing thoughts that you have?
I think it's really important for people to understand that everybody is their own person, that everybody's different, and they can't fit into a mold that society portrays, and that everybody needs their own unique attention and life path, and that visibility is through different stories of different people, and all the different types of people there are in this world will help with the stigma of mental illness and different identities. And I hope that in the future, people will be able to see it like that.
Beautiful. What a beautiful picture you paint. Really lovely. Well, it has been wonderful spending time with you all. And did you have either a website that you would like to have people connect to maybe either learn more or connect directly with you?
I do, and I'm adding a page to the site about these books. And it's www.strategyww.com.
StrategyWW.com. I just want to make sure everyone will get that. Well, thank you both for being with us today. It was really, really enlightening and inspirational to spend time with you both.
Thank you, Vicki.
Thank you.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcasts and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's G-E-T-E-I.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.